True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Neil Greenberg will join us coming up at 8:45. We'll talk about Terry McLaurin's contract extension, break down the numbers on that, and more. We want to break it up, though, with the story that Drab hit me to a few days ago about his parents who were on a trip recently.
I had never heard this. I mean, it sounds kind of shocking.
I think he told me this a day or two.
Do you know the details? I know nothing.
I know most of the details, yeah.
I don't know how you want to pitch this. I don't know how to sell. I'll let you handle it from here.
I haven't told you anything.
I know nothing.
It's not that. I mean, not an amazing story, but I mean, it's pretty crazy.
The headline of what you said to somebody is pretty grabbing.
What did I say exactly?
My parents almost died.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, they had a brush with death.
All right, explain.
Close call.
All right, my parents are my dad's 76 years old. I think my mom.
But he's pretty spry, right?
Oh, yeah. They play tennis every day. He could be working if he wanted to.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
He showed me a video of his parents. Yeah. I'm not sure at whose house it was, but like some sort of lake house. And they had like a giant slip and slide on a hill.
Uh-huh.
And his dad and mom are slipping and sliding. Like
right. Good for them.
Mid-70s, just getting after it.
Yeah, they're in good shape.
Yeah, good for them.
So last weekend was the family reunion. My parents live in Eastern Washington in Spokane.
Okay. Yeah.
Dividing the state of Washington and Oregon are the Cascades. Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood. You've heard of all those before, all right?
Yep.
Giant mountain range that splits. That's why the western Seattle rains all the time, and it's like a desert on the other side. So you got to cross the mountains to get to Seattle.
Makes sense. Okay. Yep.
My parents are driving to a family reunion in Bellingham, which is north of Seattle. They're driving over the mountains.
Yeah.
Just my dad and my mom in the car together.
What time of the day is it?
I think noon, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
What kind of vehicle?
Kind of nubs. Actually, I shouldn't say this. I don't even know. Nubs and Subaru. Like,
it's fine. You know what? For that
Subaru Outback.
For that part of the world?
It's like, you know.
Like a shagging wagon.
That's fine.
It snows all the time. Yeah, they're great in snow.
Yeah.
Reliable.
Yeah. Reliable, yeah.
All right.
It's not an Outback is not, you know, like a young man's car.
No.
But they're driving it over the mountain range, and there are two lanes on their side and two lanes on the other side and a big, I think, grass median.
Okay.
I think. My dad's driving, and they're going up a hill.
Yeah.
Or the mountain, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks in front of him. And coming right at him, down the mountain, a runaway tire.
Oh, wow. That's terrifying.
Coming like a big-ass tire, like from an 18-wheeler or something?
I think it was from a truck, but I don't think it was a
maybe
semi.
Like from an F-150 or something?
Yeah,
or
something like that. Big tire.
It's just bouncing.
Or like a Jeep, like on the back of a Jeep.
It's just a bear,
maybe like fell off.
A projectile.
Yeah.
Traveling. Bouncing downhill, My dad said probably, I don't know, 80 to 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
And of course, it's coming right for their car. My dad started the conversation with, hey, Matt, I just wanted to tell you, you almost got your inheritance early today.
Yeah, man, that's...
I go, what?
Yeah. Right.
And what happened was, it smashed into their car.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm.
It hit their car, and they got lucky. My dad swerved. It hit the, he said it short hopped.
Hit the trunk?
Okay.
No, hit right in front, right. The driver's side left bumper. Or
man,
front,
so
front of the car.
Close.
Wow. He said they got lucky because it short hopped. Mm-hmm. The mount was off. He said if it was
a big hop,
you know, just like, you know, it bounced right before it hit their car, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said another foot of clearance, it would have gone through
right
the windshield.
Through the window. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right through the windshield. I mean, I'm guessing your dad's driving 65, 70. I don't know what speed he's traveling.
I think
but
it's 70. He said 75, but my dad speeds, so he's probably going high 70s.
So, like, he's got to make a split decision. Like, do I jam on the brakes? Do I swerve? Like, it's terrifying.
You're just sleeping on the fact every time you drive, there could be a tire that goes through your windshield or something else.
A deer.
I don't sleep on
something,
that.
Yeah. But a tire, I would sleep on that. I would sleep on that. That's not something that I've... That's not a scenario how I imagine dying.
I've imagined
honestly,
it.
A
tire?
Yes.
The odds of a tire coming at you.
Or something falling off of another vehicle and just like...
Yeah.
That's because you've watched Final Destination.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely happens.
And I know it happens. Like, every once in a while, you'll see a headline, somebody impaled by something while they're driving.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
Right.
And a big-ass tire... That has all that momentum bouncing down the mountain.
That's going to do it.
If it hits the windshield, it's over.
Did
it's
he
over.
Swerve? What did he do?
He swerved. They you know, went off into the gravel or whatever happened. My mom's sobbing. They call 911. Their car's all banged up. Mm-hmm. I think they end up going and finding the car on the other side because it was on the side of the road with three wheels.
Right. Pretty easy to find.
And I think... Yeah, they got all their insurance and everything like that. But
So you have to exchange insurance with the guy that lost the tire because you blame him?
The police did it. Oh, yeah. It's their fault. I mean, it's their tire.
They're paying for it. Yeah.
Were they changing a tire and then it just came loose?
I don't know.
Sounds like it probably just came off the car when they were driving.
Just while they were driving.
Yeah.
Coming downhill.
That's nuts.
You sleep on
deer. I don't sleep on deer. Like, I'd much rather hit a deer than have a tire.
I don't sleep on deer either.
Coming through.
Oh yeah, you'd much
people
rather
hit deers all the time. I mean,
no, I know.
I've hit a deer before.
I think of deer hitting me.
Don't you remember that time I hit the deer back in the early 2000s?
Was it a bad incident? I hit a deer too, but on the side.
I wasn't hurt.
Probably bad for the deer.
The deer was done. But it hurt my car pretty bad.
I hit a deer on the side of my car. It was like running, and I was getting on Route 50, and it just ran into the side of my car.
Right.
So, you know, it's dented it, but it wasn't going through my windshield. The going through your windshield is terrifying.
Your parents cheated death.
I think they did.
Death was literally
did
staring
they make
them
it
in the
to
face.
The, to the family reunion?
They were late. That's where the slip and slide was. Yeah.
So they just drove the banged up car.
I think they drove the banged up car, the rest of the way.
That's a terrifying story.
Is your pop still going to Costco all the time for the hot dogs?
Oh yeah. He loves
Do you go there like for a walk or something? Or is that like to exercise?
My dad has plenty of money.
Mm-hmm. Right,
he'll never get close to putting a dent in it.
Yeah,
and he goes to Costco all the time for lunch to spend $1.50.
A buck 50.
He goes solo.
I mean, you're good luck finding a better deal than a 20-ounce soda and a hot dog for $1.50.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
You get a soda and a hot dog for $1.50.
Yes.
And if you want a slice of pizza, I don't know, what is it?
Probably
$3.
$2.
Well, that
$2.50.
Used to be a thing at IKEA, right? You could go to IKEA and get like something very cheap. Don't
I mean,
they have like cheap hot dogs?
They have like a cafeteria there.
I think
know
they
what their
have
deals
very
are.
Cheap hot dogs too. I think.
Yeah, but Costco's bit. They haven't changed the price since 1984.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were considering changing the price, and there was upheaval.
It was like Cracker Barrel level fallout.
I don't understand.
You haven't followed the Cracker Barrel fallout?
I followed it. I don't understand all of the uproar about people about the logo changing, but whatever.
Yeah. People go nuts.
Yeah.
So they got to the reunion late, but they're healthy. They're fine. Is the car wasn't totaled, right?
No, just big dent.
No, it's drivable.
It's drivable because
they
made
drivable.
It.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep the Subaru. It's going to get a fix and keep the Subaru.
I guess it's drivable. Yeah, it's not totaled.
Yeah, it's not
there was
totaled.
A clip I'm sure you guys saw. It must have happened in I don't know. You never know. It could be 5 years old. but it was like a NASCAR race or something where the tire fell off a guy's car and he had just gotten changed, right? And then the other, you know, he hadn't gotten onto the main highway or whatever, the main lap yet. And so then the other crew, slowly but surely, they didn't do it the fastest, but the other crew finally kind of jumped over the wall and they helped him.
Yeah.
And they jacked him up and then they grabbed the tire and they put it on and he got out of there, you know, within 30 seconds or something. But it was like, oh, good sportsmanship. That's how they kind of hyped it up. I don't know if that was recent.
I think that did happen recently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they weren't in a hurry to jump over the wall, but they did jump over the wall and help.
Eventually. I don't know if I just cheated death, I'd be happy-go-lucky on a slip and slide.
well, I mean.
No, that's what you do.
It's a free roll.
Yeah, free roll.
Yeah.
I might be in too much shock.
I always think that I'm just going to like hit a tree or something.
I would have been freaking out.
I always think the way I'm going to die is a car is going to plow into me or I'm going to just like smash into a tree. And that'll be it.
I know my dad, he didn't even tell me. I know he had to be bitter because he probably had like 3 more hours of that drive next to my mom.
Yeah.
And your mom was just sobbing, a total mess. And
just, just staring at him, you know.
Do your parents fight a lot? Are they like, you know,
armchair
like
quarterbacking every movie makes?
Are they like in that, you know how like older couples would just bicker with each other? Do they bicker or they get along pretty well?
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do they bicker?
They're the Bickle family.
So what does that mean?
They
have normal bickering.
Yeah.
Standard bickering amount.
who are you?
My dad's outside all the time.
Trying to get away from his...
Yeah, he knows how to handle it. Yeah.
Are you team dad or team mom when they bicker?
What do you think?
Team pops.
Team dad.
Your parents don't listen to the show.
No.
Yeah.
They would never know.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah, my dad's outside all the time. My mom starts talking.
Does he ever say to you, I got to go outside and get away from your mother? Does he say that kind of thing?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah. Guy lives. He's in the garage all the time. He's been in the garage for 40 years.
Well, let me ask, woodworking. Yeah. It's carving ducks in
How
there.
How many boys in the family?
4 boys, 1 girl.
Valdez, what about you? What's your parents' dynamic?
What do you mean?
Is your dad like always trying to get away from your mom? Do they bicker a lot?
Normal amount.
Like our parents are pretty much all dead. Like my mom is about...
Yeah,
my
but
mom
my dad goes to his domain.
He does.
Yeah, he goes to the porch or he goes in the basement.
But when they're together, like, is there a lot of bickering at the dinner table? Bickering just in the house?
No, not really.
Just normal. They get along normal.
Normal.
Yeah.
Normal.
All right, that's good.
Although my mom was sick like last week, and so my dad had to do all the grocery shopping.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
It was a disaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He doesn't know his way around the grocery store?
Yeah, he's buying expired milk.
Oh,
my. He had to ask.
How do you buy expired milk?
Because he doesn't read the... Like this it expires next week.
Yeah.
Bread that's expiring the next day.
You got to scan the milks. Like you can't just grab the first milk.
He actually asked a nice lady who rings up everything to like walk around and help him.
Oh, personal shopper.
He says he's never been to the grocery store.
Oh, man, so helpless.
Well, it's like Vin. That's like when we were, I don't know where the hell I was. Where was I with Vinny Joe? And we were at Target with his wife. Vin had never used a self-checkout line before. Really? He didn't know how to scan anything.
Hey, how am I going to buy these Crocs myself?
He didn't know how to scan. His wife had to show him how to scan. I think we were in a Target.
What is this UCP code nonsense? What?
And then my dad was telling me, he goes, your mom was grilling me because I couldn't pick out ripe fruit. Oh, I've never picked out ripe fruit in my life.
It is hard. You know what's but hard to find? The perfect avocado. That's hard. People always talk about watermelon.
It is difficult because
avocados are hard.
If you buy it and it's a little bit squishy in the store, like, not great. But if it's rock hard, you know it's going to take 2 or 3 days to get ripe. Sitting at home.
And by the way,
it is a tightrope act.
I've been seeing more of those stories about the meat glued together. I'm telling you, more and more stories about that. I'm nervous now about buying meat.
I am too.
Yeah.
Go to Costco, sell like.
Especially because if you're spending, you're spending a good amount of money on like a filet or something.
Yeah.
You want it to be silly.
Remember,
yeah.
I had to buy 4 steaks. It cost me like $80.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Hope it wasn't glued together. No idea.
That's why you gotta go to Costco to get the steaks.
Steaks.
I think that's where I got. Oh, no, that one I think I did get from Safeway. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. We'll talk Terry contract and more with him next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.